This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The nation is celebrating the 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the country in paying tributes to the martyrs and freedom fighters by hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of the iconic Red Fort. Addressing the nation after unfurling the national flag this morning, the Prime Minister outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological self-sufficiency. The Prime Minister said that India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. He also emphasized the importance of green jobs in India's efforts to combat climate change. Mr. Modi said the nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He highlighted that people from every section of society, including youth, farmers, women and tribal people, kept fighting against slavery. The Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of communal civil code. On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said that as a neighbouring country, India is concerned regarding the situation in Bangladesh. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. Reports of celebrations have also come in from states and abroad. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted all citizens, especially people from the Parsi community, on the occasion of Parsi New Year Navroz today. In her message, the President said that Navroz is a symbol of happiness, zeal and faith. President Murmu said the Parsi community has significantly contributed in the development of the nation through their hard work. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended wishes to countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this Navroz would bring an abundance of joy, success and wonderful health. He also wished for the bonds of brotherhood in the country to continue to be deepened. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated the National Pest Surveillance System, NPSS, in New Delhi today. For Mr. Chauhan highlighted that through NPPS, the farmers will be able to know different types of insecticides and pesticides and save their crops from their harmful effects. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan also interacted with many farmers who are the beneficiaries of various schemes being implemented by the central government. Around 500 farmers were present in the event. In Assam, security forces carried out searches at several places across the state today after the banned outfit Alpha claimed to have planted bombs in 24 places. However, no untoward incident has been reported so far. DGP GP Singh said that suspicious articles have been found at some places, including Guwahati. He said that the materials have been sent for forensic examination. The banned outfit released a statement to media stating that the bombs have been planted at several places across the state. Following this, police swung into action and spotted those materials. Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma urged the outfit to resolve issues through dialogue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that every player who went to Paris is a champion. He asserted that the government will continue to support sports and ensure that a top-quality sporting infrastructure is built. The Prime Minister made these remarks while interacting with the Indian Olympic contingent that participated in the Paris Olympics at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he was delighted to meet with players, heard their experiences from the games and lauded their feats on the sports field. The News Services Division of Akashvani will broadcast a 30-minute special program on the occasion of 78th Independence Day today. Tune into Akashvani Gold on 100.1 MHz at 9:30 tonight to listen to General M.M. Naravane, former Chief of the Army Staff, Dr. Yesdi Italia, microbiologist and Padma Shri, Dr. Deepa Malik, Padma Shri and Khel Ratna, and Arun Krishnamurthy, environmental activist, talk about India and the vision for future. And that is the end of this news bulletin.